You familiar with B. Mitch and Finley, then you know the lead-in for Brother Mitchell, who has graced us with his presence. And you know we're dirty, because as soon as the house is on fire, we call B. Mitch. We say, hey, man, they can't win a game. We don't even know who will be on the, in the lineup. And we call you for all the answers. So what's going on, Mitchell?
Hey, I wish I knew, man. I don't know, Doc. Listen, I think people don't like to hear about the injury thing, but that was something that caused problems from the beginning, and I just don't think they ever caught up with things. You know, you get all those people hurt in the beginning. Terry wasn't around. You never got a groove. Then when Jaden get into the game early on, he got nicked up, and then he's been nicked up twice since then. You had players in and out of the lineup. Terry was in the lineup. Terry was out of the lineup. All those things play into it. But ultimately, it's just you've been through these times when you're at practice, you're doing everything, it seemed to be working, getting the game, you're like, damn, we wouldn't like this in practice, and you just can't seem to find the answers. I think it's just one of those years where I know fans don't like to hear, but, hell, it's just one of those lost years, to be honest with you.
Your perspective is unique because you're as close to the team as a coach or an employee because you're around them. You get a vibe. Mm-hmm. The game they played against Denver, I was encouraged. I actually thought they would win the game. And then how do you go from that height to a complete collapse?
Yeah, it's like, after they had played against, hell, that was when they played Miami in Madrid. Mm-hmm. Then we had the week off. And then they played Denver. I was like, oh, okay, they found something here. This thing is starting to move in the right direction. When I saw that game on Sunday, dog, I was confused. I was lost. I did not expect, I never in a million years would have thought that's the type of game I was going to see. When they went down, they scored. We get the ball. First pass from Jaden, boom, was a zip, 28 yards to Terry. I'm like, all right, we cooking here. Then we got down inside the five-yard line, and we ran the first one, then we threw the next three. And we didn't get that touchdown. Something felt a little strange to me. And I mentioned this to you the other day.
Yep.
I remember one time getting the kickoff against Dallas. We were in RFK Stadium. Mm-hmm. And I was on the five-yard line, but when I was talking to the ref, you know, before the kickoff, we kind of walked up a little bit. I ended up on a 10, but still in my mind, I'm thinking I'm on the 5-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
When the ball was kicked off, I dropped back and I caught the ball thinking I was in the end zone. I kneeled on the 1. I got hit. Don Bro told me to stay in the game. Mm-hmm. We went 99 yards, scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
All I could think about was that time. When you get the ball back then, the only thing you want to do is go down and drive, because if you score right now, you're going to demoralize somebody.
That's right.
And they went on a 98-yard drive for, 12 minutes and 1 second. And I think after that, it was gone. You know, I'm looking at the field. I don't see the play I'm expecting to see. I don't even have the feeling that I normally have in football games. I'm never thinking we out of a game. I never thought I was out of a game.
Right.
You know, I'm always thinking we got a chance. But for some reason in that game, it just did not seem like it. No matter what they did, nothing seemed to work.
B. Mitch, there's been a lot of talk on our show about Cliff Kingsbury. What are your thoughts on Cliff Kingsbury and the job he's done this season?
I think it's been very inconsistent. I know Cliff is one of the best designers of plays out there. He can draw up some stuff. And I think that is the thing what comes at people sometimes, where people are so good at designing and drawing up stuff, they automatically assume it's going to work how they think it's going to work. But Doc and I have played this game long enough to understand the thing that makes the coaches great in this league is those who know how to adjust, those who know how to adapt, those who know how to build something off of what they have seen you try and do. Joe Gibbs was wonderful at it. Andy Reid does a great job at it. Hell, Kyle Shanahan and his dad did great jobs at this, where they can draw up some stuff. But then if you seem to be playing a certain way, they're going to change and adjust. And many coaches don't have that in them. They don't adjust quick enough or often enough. And the thing of, like, you know, I've seen things this year that kind of, like, they baffle me. I see Chris Rodriguez running the ball unbelievable in the first half. And automatically in the third quarter, he's going to run the football. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back late in the game. That is something that you decide. You have to decide that in your head, where we're going to run him, and then we're not going to run him, then we're going to bring him back. Well, if he's running the ball like he was running it early on, I'm going to run him until he can't run it no more. You know, that's the way I think. That's the way I've seen guys do it. So I've been a little miffed by what I've seen this year, because last year everything seemed to work much better for him.
You're unique because so few of our guests have ever played quarterback in the National Football League. Even tougher task not to have been the full-time guy, but to have been the emergency guy, which is even to me harder to kind of stay in touch and in tune with something you know you may or may not do. This offense with Mariota, who's going to be out there, I think they have functioned a little better this year. I don't ever think Five has gotten into a groove or a handle, and I've given up on Cliff. I know he's not going to run because he's not. He's got seemed like he's in charge of everything. Am I misreading this? Because he doesn't act like a guy that has a boss.
I think what happens, I've had a lot of conversations with guys that I talk to around the team, and guys who I believe know a lot about football. And for me, it may seem like Mariota and Jim run the exact same offense because they run similar plays. Is in there. It's a little bit more simplified with doing this by hand. But the same thing I think they should do with James in the game. But when James in the game, since he's remarkable, just like I remember when Michael Vick used to be in Atlanta.
Right.
I used to always say that the coach was being lazy because it was like if Mike got in trouble, hell, he had the ability to get trouble. And I think, you know, this is a humanistic thing. This is not just a thing with Cliff or any other offensive coordinator feel like that. When you have a guy who has astronomical athletic ability, you normally put him in a situation where, you know, if you get into trouble, get us out. And I think that is like part of the problem right now. You have a guy who believes in himself, believes in his talent. And if you put him in those situations, he's going to try to get you out, which in essence puts him in harm's way. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you got Mariota in there, you watch that. Normally he drops back, bang, bang, balls out quickly. You know, if he's doing something, one read and he goes. It's not necessarily the reading the more of the stuff. It slows down a bit more for him. It seems more simplified. I got just some guys who I break down all in the office all the time. And, you know, and I started to watch it. I'm like, you know what? You got to think. But the normal eye would never see it.
Well, that's why we love having you on, because now we got a doctorate in this information that very few people on the planet would even know what to look for or ask.
I asked my cousin sitting next to me as soon as I got out of school, Doc.
Huh?
I asked my people sitting next to me in school. I got good eyesight.
Oh, that's right. No. Plus also, you do study the game. As much as we consider you a caveman, you look at this thing as a quarterback, as an intellectual, as a guy with a brain. And yep. I just see now that we're at a crossroads. As good as last year was, we brought it back down to our base. And what would happen in your mind if we did not win another game this season?
I think everything's on the board at that point. But the whole thing of it, I believe that, you know, listen, sometimes people refuse to see what's in front of them. And I cannot forget all of the injuries they've had. I can't forget. You know, when you get injuries in key positions and then the chemistry of Terry at the beginning of the season, when that wasn't there, that messed up this whole offense, I truly believe. And then you start getting injuries on top of it. And I'm talking about not injuries at odd positions, at key positions. You know, start off the season, you don't have one of the best talents in Cosme there. You know, then you bring Coleman inside and then they have to figure that out. They see, okay, no, we're going to go with Paul. Then you got your pass rushers. You had a lot of change from last year to this year. As much as we thought we were trying to run this thing back, there were a lot of new players that came on this football team. You know, even after all the stuff that happened last year. And I think the thing of it is, when we had such a great year last year, it's kind of hard to forget it and you compare every move to what happened last year. Last year we won 6 games on the last play. What if we had lost 3 of those games? Or what if we had lost those 6 games instead of winning those games? This record could have been a little bit more of where the team really was. But we had some remarkable finishes. They made great plays. They did not make mistakes down the stretch. Well, this year, they are making mistakes down the stretch. A lot of games get blown out. They get thrown. They get way behind. And the luck they had last year, they don't get that luck this year. So all of a sudden, now you start seeing this team where it's at. And I just believe that, you know, the best way to look at this is what we're getting this year is what we probably should have gotten last year. And what we got last year is a little closer to what we probably should have been dealing with this year. If we had gotten this type of year last year, mm-hmm. It would have made you stick to the building plan. It would have made you go out there and look at certain people in a different way. But when you had such success, and listen, I'll be honest. I wanted them to go for it after they went to the NFC Championship game. I didn't want them to sit there and watch, we're going to rebuild. No, after they got that close, I wanted to. And now they have it. I now understand you got to rebuild this thing. Because I can tell you, right up the road, about 175 miles, Philadelphia, they won the Super Bowl last year. You know how they're looking at them this year? They are disgusted with that football team.
Yep.
They won the Super Bowl last year. So we got to forget about what happened last year. One year is not the same as the next year. But we need to see this thing get to where they said it was going to be. We're going to rebuild it. We're going to build a base, and we're going to move forward. Last year was great. I had a great time with it. I expect that type of year to be more of the norm than this year. This year, we got covered our pants now.
Well, good luck this weekend, and we're going to blame you if it don't work, and give JP the boys our best.
I blame you because, you know what, Ant was just calling me. I'm looking at this phone number. I'm like, man, I don't know this damn number. I ain't answering this call. Because y'all never call me. You see what I'm saying? You try to say we don't call you. I don't even know the phone number you don't call me often enough.
They had me on this week. Yeah, you know when it get bad, you go down to the Black Book, and you call up the people that you know.
Hey, when they win, our number. I didn't know what number was calling me just now from Kensington.
Well, we thank God you picked up, man. We'll be safe. You know, bike rides, no fundraisers you got coming up soon.
You would say what?
Any fundraisers? You be riding all over the world to make money for people.
It's a little cold right now, but I will be having a few of them, about four or five of them next year. I'll be reaching out to folks.
Okay.
Listen, man.
Let us know, man, because Anthony, he's been saving up. I want him to donate.
Hey, I believe in finding things I have fun with, Doc, and raise money for great causes.
No question.
If I can get on a bike and ride 110 miles and raise money for a good cause, I'm going to do it.
Appreciate you, dog. Brotherhood.
All right, brother.
All right. As Coach Thompson would say, B. Mitch is simply one of the best. 517 in the nation's capital. Quick break. We come back. We can light it up again. 301-230-0980. This is the adult version of Burgundy and Gold today.